You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But some of the things we're talking about today, Phillies and Mets. Big series this weekend. Phils win 3 out of 4 against the Marlins. And a really important series. You look at where they are in the standings, both these teams tied atop the NL East, and considering everything that has happened over the last week for the Phillies, considering the way the Mets have kind of dominated the Phillies recently, end of last year, we all know what happened in the playoffs, the sweep at Citi Field earlier this season, feels like a real big one, and with the Mets being losers of 6 in a row here, maybe a chance to knock them out a little bit this weekend. And couldn't start in a better way than Zach Wheeler being on the mound tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad Zach Wheeler's on the mound. I know this sounds counterintuitive, but it's baseball. And I almost hate the fact that the Mets are on a 6-game slide right now, because what happens after a team is sliding? Like, the Mets are a good team. The Phillies are a good team. The Mets are a good team. I don't want them to have their bounce back against the Phillies.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
We
slide them
all the way to
9. It's a big spot for the Phils. I mean, it's a big spot for both teams, but especially for, they have Wheeler tonight, which is great, but then you have Abel and Lizardo. I mean, that's a high-pressure situation. At Citizens Bank Park, you know that crowd's going to be rowdy, and I hope that they help contribute to the Phillies' win.
I can't wait to see Mick Abel in this spot. I can't wait to see this, because he's been so nonplussed by everything. He's been so just stoic up there on the mound, and afterwards, he just says all the right things, keeps it to a bare minimum, and I'm interested to see what he looks like. And it's the great time to catch the Mets, which, for his sake, I'm happy that they're 5-6. Is it 5 in a row?
They've
lost.
Six in a row.
Six in a row. They've lost.
Six in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good for
Mets. And I think they have Mets are down 2 of their starting pitchers right now. They lost Kodai Senga, and I forget the other one's name. So their starting rotation is diminished.
Yeah, and
that's good for the Phils.
And I'm excited to see Abel in this spot, like you guys said. I mean, I know you'd think, and you'd maybe rather have Sanchez or a Ranger, but I'm excited to see Abel in this moment, nationally televised game, Saturday night, huge series. Going to be fun to see how he responds. So that'll be good on Saturday.
I agree with that. And I am wondering if anyone knows, if anyone out there knows, can I be imagining smells now?
Yes.
Am I?
Because we're still talking.
We need
about
to figure
the
out pants. John's jeans.
No, seriously, because of Carl, my new puppy, I think I'm imagining the smell, like, oh no, he peed in this room somewhere, or oh no, he dropped a deuce somewhere in this room. Like, that's the way I feel every time I enter a room, no matter where I am. I came here to the Borgata last night. I walked into my room. I thought there was puppy pee. Yeah, that's the illusion. That is.
See, I have the opposite worry. So my dog's 2 years old now. And I will say, you're always sniffing, because, you don't, especially when you come home or they've been alone for a little bit.
Always sniffing, and I have a big nose.
I worry that I am, what's it called, smell deficient because I've gotten used to
your smell deaf.
I'm like, what if my entire house smells like dog and I don't know it?
Yeah, sure. Right. That might be.
Well, if you have a dog, there's a high probability.
I've got two dogs now. I've got two dogs now. And this new dog that I've added.
Carl,
he's got long hair. And so he smells more than Louie, who has no hair at all. He's like bald dog. So now I am definitely smeff to dog smell. But am I imagining these other smells that make me think that my jeans stink to high heaven?
Please let us know if this is something that's possible and how we can fix John's jeans.
Olfactory illusions.
It's really
basically.
It's really affecting him today. Time for a read on our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Is this weekend series against the Mets a must-win series? Right now, would you like to, or do you guess at the end, John? Do you want to guess at the end, or do you guess right now?
At the end.
At the end. All right.
Yeah. So let it breathe. Let it ride.
Let it breathe.
Let the numbers build up.
Yeah.
Throughout
you go.
The course.
And our side topic today is give us something that is iconic. Winner will win a pair of tickets to see the Philadelphia Eagles 2024 championship season musical concert with the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Mann Center on July 24th. The Mann Center and Philadelphia Eagles NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season with a special concert event hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Fans can relive highlights of the 2024 championship season. Concert will feature these highlights displayed on three giant screens, accompanied by NFL Films inspired music performed live by the Philadelphia Orchestra. And proceeds from this performance will support the Mann Center Free Arts Education Initiatives and the Eagles Autism Foundation. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. That sounds like an awesome event.
It does. I mean,
get to go, a musical performance, relive the season. I mean,
that does sound awesome.
I've never been
to one of those because I know that they've done like live orchestra stuff for like movie, like Game of Thrones and Harry Potter, but like doing it for the Eagles, that's awesome.
I kind of want to go. I went to that.
Oh, you
did? I went to the Game of Thrones.
Was it cool?
Yeah, I was there with Andrew Swank.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we had a box for that one.
I didn't know that you were a Game of Thrones
Swank.
Guy.
Oh, Swank and I used to talk World of Warcraft all the time.
Yeah.
I've stopped playing World of Warcraft.
Is that nerdy of me to go to a Game of Thrones inspired concert?
Not at all.
It's awesome of you.
The afternoon show would probably drag you for it, but I will not drag
it
you.
It was a fun experience. Yeah,
it seems awesome.
I think the word I was looking for was olfactory hallucinations. Am I having olfactory hallucinations?
Olfactory hallucinations?
Yeah. The smell, like, am I imagining smells?
Maybe. I am sitting next to you, and I don't smell anything. If those are you're wearing,
yeah, these are the jeans.
So,
and it's the kind of thing I can't be like, hey, smell my jeans. Like you can't.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Yeah, like, hey, come over here and smell.
Well,
my
even
jeans.
Though you have kind of asked us multiple times to smell your jeans today,
and I'm realizing through that process that it's not the kind of thing I can say, hey, Devin, smell my jeans here. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like it's not like it is sort of. It's never going to be proven or not proven whether these jeans smell because no one's going to stick their face up to my jeans and smell them.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet, John. Well put. Well put.
Yeah. I just didn't realize that going in.
Well, I can't believe we're still talking about John's.
Well, you get fixated on certain things.
He does.
Don't you?
He does.
You really get distracted.
You know how stretchy
and
they
it's
make
different.
Denim
oh, my
now,
God. By the it's way. Different every day.
Yeah.
They make.
It's different every
and
day.
And I knew when he arrives here today. And he
you just
comes,
know, you and, know and, what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, and he's the first thing he says to
can
me.
Can you
and
see
Fran
what I'm doing?
Is that these jeans smell, man? And I'm just like, oh my God!
I can stretch these jeans like 5 inches. Look at this.
They seem comfortable.
Put your leg down.
They're very comfortable. Do you guys have jeans like this?
No, I don't have stretchy jeans.
I have not had jeans like this. I'm telling you, it all adds up. It's a crazy thing. I have these stretchy jeans. They're wonderful. They're super comfortable, but they stink. They stink. I can't stand the smell. So the moment I took them out of the bag, they're delivered to my house. I take them out of the bag. I wash them. I put all those scent beads in there. I then, when I'm drying them, I shove all the little fabric softener sheets in the legs. Then I leave them outside for a whole day airing out, and they still
We need a clothing reek. Expert. Is John imagining the jean thing, or do his jeans really smell? And if so, how does he fix it?
It's almost like oil, like petroleum or something. I can smell it.
What do you got? What do you guys think of the new open to the show?
How did you get that?
I did it all myself.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. But one of our great callers, Sean in Newark, made this open for me.
What?
Now, yeah. I mean, outstanding stuff. It's pretty long. You let the whole thing play out. Really good. I've really enjoyed it. And I know there are a lot of haters at the station.
Mark?
What?
Mark?
Sean.
Sean?
Sean.
Oh my gosh, this is
you like it?
Incredible.
Yeah?
Is it him like
it's
rapping?
It's incredible.
Well, this is
what
the thing.
Great song. What a great sound. Great lyrics too. Like that is amazing.
Spike made a good point. Because they actually brought me on the afternoon show to talk about this because that Jack I guess uncovered it in the system. And Spike made a good point. Like, Sean turned this thing around in like 2 days. I thought, "Wow, this guy's like a musical genius. He's so talented." It's AI.
So I know AI can do a lot of things, but I didn't know if it was like you could do a full like custom song with AI.
But okay. I appreciate Sean doing that.
Yeah,
because it's
Spike
a banger,
would bring you
right,
on
John?
To bring it down.
It's
a lot of people are a lot of people are hating on
like, well, actually,
your song, man, I love
I'm
your
riding.
Song.
I think
and you
great.
Deserve that song. You deserve that song, Tom. That's a pick me up. That's a you know what that gives you a good
it's a catchy
feel
tune,
for the
man.
Vibe heading into the
it
show.
Gives it does.
You got to use that is Lucy, a perfect show song for you, Tom.
I
love the way it sounds. I'm really happy for you.
It's a pick me up leading right into the most negative takes in Philadelphia sports.
That's not true. That is not true. It does make me feel very good, like getting into the show though.
It does.
I feel like I have a more positive mindset.
Because it's
changed my life, this song.
Well, good. Keep listening then. Because I like the way it sounds and I love the message. Well, keep it coming.
What's the message?
It's that you are ready
that it's
to
the Tom
roll,
Kelly
man.
Show.
It's your show. You own it.
Yeah. There you
have
go.
You played this song for Little Tom yet?
I have not. I don't think so. I don't think
what do you think?
Little Tom,
my
mates.
Wife. My wife's heard it. My wife.
Little Tom.
Yeah, that's my son's name.
Little Tom.
Which what? How
do you
old
call
is
him
he?
Tom,
Kate, and Colin are
do you
my
you call
kids
him Little
names.
Tom?
No, I call him Tom.
You know, I am John, and my dad was also John.
Okay.
So we had a similar
my son's
situation.
Not a,
in
my
the
son's
house.
Not a junior though. We have different middle names.
Same. So. We had the same situation.
Look at us.
Different
man.
Middle names in my house. He's John Keith. I'm John David. So yeah, I'm not junior.
Yeah.
But it always created problems,
wow.
You know, because we had the same name. So
yeah.
It's John. Okay, and you're both. Yeah. So, yeah.
That happens
I
in my house,
I like
though.
That part.
My wife will say, be talking to either me or my son.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't like, happen. Like, we all have names for a reason. It's to differentiate us. Well,
try having your brother's name rhyme with yours.
Yeah, Devin and Kevin.
Every
and
time.
Kev.
Every time when we were growing up, we'd be like, what?
What do you want? What is worse?
Did your parents then say that they regretted doing the rhyming names? Did they ever say, in retrospect,
no.
Maybe we shouldn't have?
Well, no, they never said, we really regret naming you that.
I don't think that's a... So you're Devin and Kevin.
That's probably for the
you
best.
Know my brother's name is Jerry. We're Tom and Jerry.
No!
Yeah.
Oh
no
God.
Way.
That is
no.
True.
Did they?
I think Devin
it was
and Kevin
not
is worse just
mean,
for the rhyming.
It was apparently.
Are your parents completely oblivious
my,
to
well, no, no.
Pop
so my mine wasn't
was
intentional
Thomas.
Either.
Right. My grandfather's name was Thomas, and my dad's name was Gerald. So that's how it happened.
My parents didn't, or they claim, and I. If you, they're not like corny. Like, I don't think my parents would have been like, let's name them Devin and Kevin. My brother's older, so he was born first. My name's spelled differently. And I genuinely don't think they realized until after. And they're like, oh, wow, both their names rhyme.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't to be
so
like,
what do we do
cute.
Now?
Well, I
How
mean,
many weeks in, you
I think
they
would have realized it beforehand, though.
Were they like a year
well,
in, or was,
like,
are we talking? Because if they were only a couple weeks in, they could have been like, yeah, you know what? This, damn, she doesn't know her name. She's two
but
weeks
I
old.
But I like my name. So yeah.
But you were 2 weeks old. You wouldn't have known it.
No.
It's There's not that bad.
They could have reversed out early.
Yeah, but.
But they must not have valued the reversing out that
the
much.
The name's rhyming is not that bad.
I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, like, you guys are like a tighter knit
John
family
says
almost.
As he's like, why don't you? It's not too yes. late at 30-something yeah. years old.
Yeah.
You can change it.
Devin, no offense, but I don't like your name. Is basically what I heard.
Tell me how you really feel.
215.
I just think it's amazing that they did that. That they really did rhyme it. I love that it rhymes.
Yeah.
But I can't believe they. They really didn't realize it.
No.
I can't believe that your parents actually named their kids Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
And you're saying they had no idea.
They may have known
Come
about
on,
the cartoon.
Man. They had no idea.
That's not why they
a
did it.
A show called Tom and Jerry
not,
was out there.
That's not why they did it is the point. It's family names.
I don't care if it's like the motivation or not. Like the fact that.
Who are you
the
to be critiquing my family
there,
for what we're naming our
like,
children?
I'm not going to name
my
kid
God,
Seinfeld. I don't know. Like, it just, I don't.
Well,
I'm
Buzz
gonna...
probably will name his kid Seinfeld. But Seinfeld
First name
Wilson.
Seinfeld, yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking a lot of Phil's today. Phil's Mets, big series this weekend. Also, are you in or out on Ace Bailey? I am so out on this kid. What a ridiculous situation. It won't work out for the Sixers. Won't work out for anybody. I've never seen anybody try to, like, sabotage their drafts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That
is hurt?
No, I think he just wants to go to a bad team where he can shoot all the shots and put up all the numbers. I want a loser like that. Get out of here. Give me Konkanipple. Give me a winner. That's
I like
a guy
the name.
Yeah, it's a good name. Yeah. K-O-N, how you spell Con.
We're trashing names.
His name is K-O-N.
And you're going to say Khan Knippel, which my name has a good name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I actually wish my name were Khan. It's his first name is K-O-N.
His first name is K-O-N.
See, my first name being J-O-N, again, the same name as my dad.
You should have named your brother Khan.
Such a boring name that I have. I think Khan is a cool name.
Khan
is
cool.
It's just one letter off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Man, if only my parents would have, or if someone would have. You know, my whole life, I've never had a nickname. My whole life,
Richie.
I've never been
Richie.
It's
Rich.
It's always been Richie Rich. Yeah. My last name or whatever it is.
Because your first name's three letters, like you don't.
Yeah, you don't need a nickname.
But you do need a nickname when everyone has the same name as you. Everyone's
Jay. Named
sounds like John.
Sounds like you're just
look
jealous
at our station.
That Devin and I have such easy, you know, rhymable initials. Mm-hmm. DK and TK. Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
JR
is JR
just not
is
cool.
Awesome. Lame. Thank you. Great initials. I think we should all be thankful for our initials.
You could have been called Junior because you are a junior and your initials
I'm
are literally
not a
JR.
Junior.
Yeah, that you should have been a junior for that
I'm
reason.
I'm not a junior.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in on our side topic today. For a chance to win tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles
Richie?
2024 championship season.
That's
musical concert
thing.
With
Richie?
The Philadelphia Orchestra at the Mann Center on July 24th. What's iconic? Give us something that's iconic. That's our side topic tonight. Stop it, John.
Stop.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's up, Sean?
Good morning,
yo,
Tom. How you
yo,
doing?
Yo, Sean. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, Sean.
All right. I wanted to chime in. Oh, I don't know if Tom's made the connection yet. I'm the same Sean that just did the song that
This is the Sean that made
the
open. There we go. Thank you, Sean.
So, Sean, was it AI?
Yes.
Although, but that's still
that is incredible AI. I mean, your AI nailed it.
Yeah.
Like, your AI is a prolific songwriter AI that has a special gift.
Well, Sean called into the afternoon show the other day, and Spike is very familiar with AI, and they were having, I wouldn't say a contentious debate, but I don't know, Sean. It felt like Spike was not,
he was poo-pooing
didn't consider you a real musician.
Sean. I've been in recording studios and worked as a producer and engineer for years, and then later I moved to New York and used to do music videos and things
like
that.
Whoa. Wow.
So you definitely
dropping
do
his
know
credentials
he
down.
Knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, he's able to get the most out of these programs,
that's for sure. In a way, John, but what happened was I was having a hip replacement, so I was kind of laid up. I had it out last Friday, so I was kind of, out of it a little bit before that.
How
so then?
Are you all right?
George. Yeah, I'm fine now. The hip's in, and I'm happy to have it done.
Are you walking?
Like basketball. Yeah, now I'm standing outside, walked outside. And
nice
outside
job. And, wow. And how long ago did you get it replaced?
A week ago now. Like
that's
almost
unbelievable.
Like this time, yeah.
In a week. That's good for you.
Yeah, Sean's a talented guy. He's getting his hip replaced. He's still able to make
a
bangers.
Man of steel.
Yeah.
Just Bo Jackson's
walking
my new
like
hero. Like, he was my hero back in the day, but now he's my hero again, Bo Jackson.
I'll say.
There you go, Sean.
Incredible.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for making that. What do you got on the finals today?
Well, I called in because I was like, everybody that's a fan of the Sixers, especially the process, I think Sunday night is must-watch TV because T.J. McConnell is going to be out on that stage in a Game 7, and if he wins, he's an NBA champion. And when you think of all the other people that passed through the process, even Jimmy Butler taking his teams after he left twice to the finals, but T.J. McConnell, when he was here, he was absolutely a crowd favorite. Nobody wanted him to leave, and they said, well, you have to understand that we're on our way to bigger and better things, and TJ's nice for now, but he's not the kind of guard that's going to actually be playing. Like, if it was a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, you don't want TJ McConnell on the court.
Yeah,
well,
how about
out
that?
You do.
No, Sean, it's a great point.
Now,
I mean, watching this, he's made a massive impact on this series. He's, changed these games for Indiana.
He always has those sessions where he just goes off.
Yeah, last night
like
again.
TJ
he did
time.
It again last night.
Exactly. He only comes in for 10 or 15 minutes, but he always surprises the other team with his energy, and he ends up getting like four or five steals and just impacts
so
the
crafty,
game during the brief time.
Works so hard. It never stops working from the moment he steps onto the court, and it's almost like teams can't keep up with that. With that level of competitiveness and intensity, you just can't stay with them.
No.
Exactly.
It,
so.
It, It's crazy. Sean, what do you have for what's iconic, man?
Iconic, the word yo. I mean, you talked about Rocky. That was one of the first times the rest of the country got to hear the word yo, but that's a uniquely Philly thing. And then by the 80s, it was yo MTV Raps. But the idea of using Y-O as a way to say, hey, it's just as iconic as some of the other things like John. You know, it's one of those things that came right from Philly, and the first time the nation heard it was more in like Rocky because he was trying to make it authentic Philly.
So Rocky started yo?
Well, it made it popular because one of his biggest things, he's screaming in the movie, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, even the final scene, yo, Adrian. Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Or yo, whoever.
Yeah, I never thought about that connection.
Yeah, that's interesting. Sean, thanks, man. Appreciate the call and appreciate the song, of course. But
to Rocky.
Yeah, I didn't. I never thought of that either.
The national proliferation of yo.
Yeah, how about that? That's a good answer.
It's a great answer.
It really is. And I thought Sean made a great point in his call as well.
That's going to be really hard to beat, by the way.
It will be. It will be hard to beat.
Because he beats you up. In Beat the Hammer, or has beaten Joe, beaten the host in Beat the Hammer, and he's got all sorts of talent on top of talent.
Wait, Sean beat Joe in Beat the Hammer?
He could.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure he could.
Oh, yeah, probably
has.
Yeah, he's extremely talented.
Yeah, but you just said that like a fact.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, did he say that during his call, and I just missed
it? No, it just feels like it's probably true.
All right. Well, I don't think Joe would take Conley to that.
No, he sure would.
Yeah. Do you think he could beat me and beat the beat? That's
probably.
Devin's getting a big ego from this beat the beat win.
I'm just really excited.
She had a great better winning percentage than Joe.
There you go.
How about that?
She had an outstanding performance today. But no, Joe hates it if you say things that are untruths like they're true. So maybe I just automatically do it now without realizing it when it pertains to him. Because I know that really
blood will boil if you did that.
I'm sorry if it threw you off. I think that's what I was doing.
Okay. No problem. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But I thought Sean made a great point in regards to TJ McConnell, though, because, you know, we were talking about earlier the Ace Bailey situation, what you're looking for players in this draft. And I do think, like, this NBA Finals should be really informative to the Sixers in terms of depth, in terms of the kind of players you need, because he made a great point. Like, when the Sixers let TJ walk, a lot of it was like, hey, you know, it's a cute story, but this isn't a guy who's going to be able to play for us big playoff minutes. And you look at it, 5 years later, TJ McConnell is legitimately changing an NBA Finals. Like, the games he's had, specifically Game 4, the first half last night, he is an extremely valuable player.
Yeah.
And to think, like, the Sixers made a ton of mistakes.
Give them,
that's one of the bigger mistakes they've made.
He's going to help give them a championship.
Yeah.
And he's I still love watching TJ McConnell play. And I honestly think he's a big reason why I find myself, like, rooting for the Pacers in this matchup.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
That's why.
And because I loved watching TJ McConnell as a Sixer. And I remember being upset when they let him go, but it was like, he's not that good. He's not, you know, the type of player that they need right now. And, you know, he wants too much money, blah, blah. Well, look at him now. And now I kind of hope he wins. Even just like TJ McConnell's the most, I guess, like severe example of a former Sixer. You look at these NBA playoffs. So, of course, you have like James Harden and Nick Batum. But you have Isaiah Joe playing for the Thunder. You have PJ Tucker still out there or was out there. Like, there are so many former Sixers, and it's like, okay, well, they're getting farther than they got with the Sixers. So I can't be mad about it, but it does make you wonder, like, what are the Sixers doing wrong in terms of player development where these guys aren't hitting their max with the Sixers?
And this is the thing with Daryl Morey, is he's so focused on the stars and you know, we got to get a guy like Paul George, we need to get this star player. That's not the way the league is anymore. I mean, you look at Indiana, they're built around, like, their two best players are Siakam and Haliburton. 2 to 3 years ago, really anybody could have had either of those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Toronto was looking to trade Siakam. They wanted to get out of his contract. Same thing with Sacramento. They had De'Aaron Fox and Haliburton. They decided they were going to trade Haliburton. It's like, Indiana, I don't know if you consider either of those guys to be like top 15 players, probably not top 20 players in the NBA. Mm. They're just a good team with a lot of good players who play well together. And that I think needs to be the focus now, instead of just, we think Ace Bailey's got the highest ceiling, so we need to take him.
Yeah.
If he's got a losing attitude, maybe that's not the guy you want.
Ace Bailey's the, what's ESP's take? Sorry, love Elliott, not throwing him under the bus here. The next Kevin Durant, I think that's who he compared him
I've
to.
I've seen those comparisons made. I don't know.
But like even in terms of like trading the pick for a KD like player, like I think that this Thunder and Pacers matchup we're seeing, like you don't need a massive star or multiple massive stars. Like you need role players. You need a guy who is able to spread the ball around the court. Like you look at SGA and the Thunder, and I think that they're a good example. And I mean, both these teams are of what works in the NBA now. You don't necessarily need like the biggest star, which Daryl Morey I feel has yet to realize.
And it's why I have like very little optimism for this season, because you look at Indiana and Oklahoma City and the way they've kind of come along here, it's taken time. Like mm-hmm. Oklahoma City's drafted their guys, Indiana's traded for a lot of their guys, but the bottom line is like they've played together for 3-4 years. That's what you need. So the idea that, oh yeah, well we're just going to throw Embiid and Paul George and all these guys out there together next year who have never really played together mm-hmm. and we're going to compete for a championship, I don't think that's realistic.
And that seems like it's been Daryl Morey's plan for the last like 5 years, right? And like they keep trying different combinations, seeing if it sticks, when none of these combos are really getting a lot of work done together
exactly.
on the floor. Like it didn't mm-hmm. work Ben Simmons and Joel. Whoops. Didn't work with Jimmy Butler. It didn't work with Tobias Harris. Didn't work with James Harden. So what makes anyone think that trading the pick or bringing in another third star is going to work with this team? I think you bring in a young talent, you draft a young guy, not
that's
Ace
the only
Bailey,
way you can do it, because how do you get reps? How do you get reps with your old stars if your old stars refuse to
they never play.
Or practice
yeah.
or play?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
you got to bring a young guy or multiple young guys in who don't know the ways of the NBA yet. They don't realize that they're supposed to be, oh, this is beneath me, when people ask them to practice.
I think you plan to have Joel Embiid as an occasional luxury. So, like, you build a team with guys like Jared McCain, Tyrese Maxey, who I don't even know who the Sixers are going to keep around.
Grimes,
if you bring him back. I think they should. And then, you know, if Joel Embiid is healthy or when he's healthy, when he can come in, hopefully in, you know, important moments, great. But otherwise, you build the core around those younger guys who you know are going to play a lot more than Joel Embiid.
Well, that's another part of it, too. And we'll get back to the phones in 1 second here. But as far as Embiid and, like, you watch the finals, and these two teams are playing their asses off. I mean, mm-hmm. every possession feels like it's the final possession of the fourth quarter. He can't play in intensity basketball like this. Like, he wouldn't be able to play.
Who, Embiid?
Yeah, 40 minutes in a game like we've seen in this series. No chance.
It's just unrealistic, completely unrealistic. And now we're all aware. Now that we've watched these games, we know that this is a pipe dream. The idea that Joel is going to come back and be able to hang.
Why, in my mind, he should not have been anywhere near that top 11 list. I didn't have him on my list, personally.
So I think Embiid made my top, like, three of my top 11 last summer. And it just shows how rough the Sixers have and how hard they've made it to remain a fan and to like remain, you know, watching the team and caring about them, because I was like bullish on the fact that I felt that we weren't giving Joel Embiid the recognition he deserved for when he's healthy. He really is the most dominant basketball player that we've seen in Philadelphia. But this past season broke me as a Sixers
fan. Well, I hate to bring this up, but we worked together like the day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't feel anything during that Boston game. And you told me I was crazy.
So yeah,
you keep receipts.
Yeah.
And the rest of the season broke you.
I've never been so wrong. Like even through Christmas of this past year, like I really stuck with it when a lot of people had fallen off and I had faith and I thought that Embiid was going to come back and they're going to, you know, make a push in the postseason like they have, you know, not of course past the second round, but still. And I was very wrong.
Yeah.
And because of that, they, like, my spirit when it comes to the Sixers is just crushed.
We've all been broken by the Sixers multiple times.
Yeah.
So it happens. Let's go to Randy in Delaware. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Hi, Randy.
Hey, John, how you guys doing? I called in a little bit.
Awesome. Good to hear you.
It's good to hear, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
First of all, I'm with you, TK. This Ace Bailey thing, he's got no way. No way. You're just begging for more trouble. I think if you combine him with Joel Embiid, and they're not going anywhere. I like the Knupel idea. Come from the same background as McCain is going to Duke. I think that's going to be a huge plus if they go with him.
And Randy, and I know, you know, he only played 1 year in college, but I mean, I watched a lot of Duke this season and in the tournament, and I mean, he's a really good player. And maybe he doesn't have the upside that a guy like Ace Bailey is, but I'm at the point where I want a guy who I know is going to be good for me for 4 or 5 years at least before he gets on that next contract. And I think Knipple's a pretty safe bet.
I think he is too. And this thing with Ace Bailey, I'm reading a lot about it. And he's getting left a sour taste in a lot of other franchises. His mouth with him, I mean, it's all over the internet reading about this guy. He's just horrible with his attitude. And if they say more, it's more along his camp. The people that are running it is the ones that are leaving a sour taste in people's mouth.
Oh, that's
and
a
we
shame.
Just don't need that in Philly. We really don't.
No.
And I got to tell you a quick little story. I heard you guys talking about climbing trees. In second grade, I'm from North Carolina, you guys know, and in second grade, I had this crush on this young girl down home, and I was climbing this tree in our front yard, and it had a fork in it, and I stuck my leg in it and got my leg stuck. Ended up breaking my leg, and on the front page of the paper, it says, boy stuck in tree. And it had
carry
me across, and they were cutting my pants leg off, and I was screaming, my mom's going to beat my butt because you're
That's embarrassing, yes. Randy.
So, yes, I go back to school with my cast and everything, and the girl's looking at me, and she brought the newspaper. She knew I liked her. She brought the newspaper, and they're carrying me, and I got my mouth wide open, bawling, crying with the front page of the journal page. Boy stuck in tree.
That's devastating.
Well, did you ever get the date with the girl, Randy?
No, I didn't. She laughed at me.
Oh, man. That's a rough one, man.
There's no way out of that one.
Well,
wow.
No way.
I'm so sorry.
So,
so never, from that point forward, did you just have no chance?
No chance. I heard, and I'll never forget her. I mean, she turned up. I think she's a lawyer now, to be honest with you. But she was pretty, and I was hot for her.
You know, little kids in the letters, check yes or no.
And wow, so you've kept up with everything, and you now know that she's a lawyer and successful?
Yeah,
and
we graduated high school together. Yeah, she's a lawyer
This
now,
is tragic.
This is a sad tale. Randy, what's iconic, man?
Iconic. Now, are we talking Philadelphia stuff?
No. You know what? It sounds like she's kind of – she might be heartless. Let's just
We're
go
still
with
talking
that.
About the –
Let's go with that. She – sounds heartless because she, at that age, probably would have been crying also had she broken her leg in the tree. Man, she shouldn't have put herself above you.
Over my pants.
Well,
I know.
Well, what's iconic, Randy? Anything, not just Philadelphia.
Anything. How about the Revolutionary War?
The Revolutionary War?
Iconic.
Appreciate the call. Sure. Yeah, is that iconic?
I mean,
it's an iconic war.
It's historical. Yeah.
I guess
aren't
it is
all wars more kind of iconic for different reasons?
I guess.
I feel like there are lesser known wars.
Yeah, this is a it's a big war, the Revolutionary.
It's iconic in American history.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest American war, I'd imagine.
Well,
I mean,
I debatable.
No,
but it's the. I mean, it's the.
Yeah,
there wouldn't be an American
the first one.
Yeah,
sure.
So.
Probably won't win, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Good answer, Randy. John, are you okay? Are you past the story yet? I just want to make sure.
No.
I am
troubled. I'm troubled. I know
you're
by
troubled. I can tell. I can tell you're just pondering.
You know, the part that really hurts is he's kept up with her.
Yeah, I know.
And
that was
he's,
tough.
He's like stayed up.
Tough
like,
to
not
hear.
That he stayed in touch with her, but he knows like how she's doing and her job and all that. Just feels like, man.
Tough.
She was setting a high unattainable standard.
Exactly. yeah. Seems rough. Like it. Let's go to Lou in Mount Laurel. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Awesome, Lou.
Devin, congratulations on the big W today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited about it. I was nervous.
So, yeah, you deserved it. Well done. It's going to be great seeing T.J. McConnell hoist the championship trophy, 4 or 5 days after we watch Sergei Bobrovsky hold another Stanley Cup?
Yeah, it's just great, Lou, isn't it?
Oh, good Lord. I know, but it's the truth, though. It makes you root for him, and I really do. I hope they win on for his sake. I really do. He's been fun to watch, and he's been a huge difference in the series. He really has.
Yeah, and it's crazy because he's not a guy who plays like 30 minutes a night, but, I mean, just – you know what you're getting from. Like, he'll come in for 15 minutes, and those 15
high
minutes,
intensity.
He's going to give you
loose.
He's going to give you everything he's got, man. And he's firing up the crowd. He's high-fiving people on the sidelines.
He's
going to
pester
awesome.
You. He will pester you until you can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, he's a pest.
He's going to dominate while pestering.
Before I make my Phillies point, John, I could not agree with you more with the puppy smells and the dog smells, where you'll go somewhere and you think you smell. Like, wait a minute, the dog's not even here.
Is it an illusion?
What you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's like olfactory hallucination. I think it's like crawled into my sinuses or something, and maybe I'm smelling my own head or something. Yep.
No, I've been there, and you're like, wait, it's impossible because the dog's not even with me. Like, I get it. I don't know how to explain it, but I totally get it, John. I really do.
All right. Well, I do feel better hearing that, so thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Guys, when Nola comes back, do you, with the if the starting rotation keeps going the way it does, do you put him in the bullpen maybe to work his way back?
I think you have to see even, like, where he's at when he comes back.
Yeah.
Which now he's on the 60-day IL. I just, like, I don't have much faith that Nola's going to make much of an impact. And, like, that's no – injuries happen, and it's you know, uncharacteristic for Aaron Nola, who rarely missed a game before this season. But, like, the Phillies are in a good spot with their pitching. It's starting pitching, not bullpen. But I just don't see him, even if he is back and, like, back to the Nola that we kind of knew from last season – I don't know about you guys. Like, I just don't see him making a good impact in the bullpen. I don't think he's a bullpen pitcher.
I totally agree. I
he
think
gives up home runs. Like, that's not someone you want.
He's not going to overpower anyone. I as a multiple, like a long reliever, maybe like at some point he could give you something if he could.
But the thing is, if you need a long reliever in the playoffs, you're probably in deep trouble anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, Nola, I don't think he's got like that translatable skill set to be a reliever. And, you know, I don't know where he fits in when he gets back, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you still see, and when do you think they will? Before I give my thing that's iconic, one more question. Do you think they pull the trigger on getting another bat and a bullpen arm before at the deadline, or do you think they're going to just kind of stay pat? What do you think happens?
I think they're going to be heavily focused on the bullpen, personally. I know people want another bat. I'd kind of be surprised if they had like a big impact bat, though. I think most of the focus is going to be in the bullpen.
And when Alvarado comes back, do you put Strom on the Phantom 15-day just to rest him before the playoffs and wear Alvarado out since he's ineligible anyway for the playoffs?
They could do that, Lou. And because Strom just hasn't looked right. But what do you have that's iconic?
For many reasons, the Titanic.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
That's a great one.
Ooh. I was watching the doc on the Titan thing.
I just watched that too.
The Netflix one?
Yeah.
And did you see the fact where it's like there are three words that most humans around the world know, and Titanic is one of them?
Yeah.
It's like God, Titanic. I don't remember the third.
Yeah.
What
did you think of that documentary, by the way? I thought it was a little boring, to be honest.
It was kind of boring. Like, you're not – yeah. But it was good. It was interesting. It was quick. It's pretty short. It was like an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
all right. We all knew what happened at the end. I think that's why.
Yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But the last caller mentioned Aaron Nola. Nola yesterday gave an update on his status. Here's what Aaron Nola had to say in regards to his injury.
Well, it's kind of day by day, how I feel day by day throwing. So I think we're going to wait at least Tuesday. So I think that'll be the 3-week mark to throw. So hopefully if it keeps getting better day by day, I can jump to that part of the program and just try to not overdo anything and to irritate something. So, I mean, everything else feels good. Running feels good. I haven't been really irritated by it, doing all that kind of stuff. So, the next step's throwing.
So, he's obviously a long way away. They transferred him to the 60-day IL here, but I don't know what you do with Aaron Nola when he comes back, because, again, like, I think you look at guys like Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, I think they have skills that are more translatable to the bullpen. That being said, I mean, they're pitching so well in the rotation, you can't move those guys out of the rotation right now.
Yeah, no, and I, like, even when he comes back, so 60-day, I read that July 18th would be, like, the earliest.
If it's retroactive, right?
If it's retro, yeah, right. Which they didn't know, so I don't know, but even when he comes back, he's going to have to ramp up. So, like, I'm not saying that it's the same situation as Andrew Painter because he had Tommy John, totally different situation. But, like, you just look at the ramp-up process and how cautious they are with guys, especially when they have injuries. Now, I know this isn't an arm injury, but, like, there's probably going to be several weeks, you know, from whenever that 60-day ends. And it depends on how Nola feels. It depends on how he looks. So, like, right now, I just don't have faith that we're going to see him. And I don't want to say like I don't care, but I'm okay with it just given how well the Philly starting rotation has been without him.
Well, and it's how well they've pitched, how deep they are in terms of who and what. Like, I can't figure out whether it's going to be Andrew Painter or Mick Abel when it's all said and done. I right now, with the way Abel has pitched, it's like, wow, how do you sit him at any point? But it's going to be one of them.
Right.
Who loses out.
Well, I mean, right now, and we're way far away, but if you're looking at a playoff rotation, I think you're probably looking at Wheeler and then the three lefties. So I don't know if that would leave a space.
Absolutely. Right. If your playoff rotation, four is all you need, and it's Wheeler and three lefties.
And this is where
that are as different as three lefties can be, which is beautiful.
And this is where, and I've been critical of Dave Dombrowski and his offseason and the way he didn't obviously change up the lineup at all, didn't add a ton to the bullpen. But you got to give him credit for the amount of starting pitching depth that he has assembled here. I mean, this rotation, this rotation's ridiculous. I mean, and it makes him kind of foolproof where, yeah, the playoffs are the playoffs. We'll see when we get there. But regular season-wise, they're kind of always okay because their starters are so good. It puts them in a great spot.
And, Tom, once upon a time, when we were playing in the World Series against the Houston Astros, I thought, I thought for sure that Astros team being like a template in my mind for what I thought was a great baseball team that we could try to emulate to become a World Series champion ourselves. Mm-hmm. Man, the starting pitching was what differentiated them. You know, remember they no-hit us with their fourth, a combination right. of fourth starters. And we were just such a far cry from what they presented. Well, we're there now. Like, we have such an overabundance of starting pitching that we just can't even figure out who the best four or five are. And we've got Aaron Nola sitting the rest of the year out. Think about that.
The Phillies had to start Noah Syndergaard in one of those games right. in the play.
Right.
In the
right.
Yeah, they had bullpen games. Yeah.
I mean, it much different situation. Time for a read on our Twitter poll question. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Arm & Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Arm & Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Arm's inventory at armandchevy.com. Do you believe that this Phillies series against the Mets this weekend is a must-win? Yes or no?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.